Today's passage is Ephesians 6, 18b to 24. To that end, keep alert with all perseverance, making supplication for all the saints, and also for me, that words may be given to me in opening my mouth boldly to proclaim the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains, that I may declare it boldly as I ought to speak. So that you also may know how I am and what I am doing, Tychicus, the beloved brother and faithful minister in the Lord, will tell you everything. I have sent him to you for this very purpose, that you may know how we are, and that he may encourage your hearts. Peace be to the brothers, and love with faith from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace be with all who love our Lord Jesus Christ with love incorruptible. These are the last verses of the book of Ephesians. I think we've all been blessed by reading this letter from Paul and considering how we are to live in response to all that Jesus has given us. As Paul has done in several of his letters, he ends this letter by wishing peace and grace to all the brothers and sisters in Christ, and also by sharing how he will send a partner to them soon. In this case, it's Tychicus, who Paul calls beloved and faithful. From verse 22, Paul is sending him to the Ephesians for the purpose of telling them everything, so they know how Paul and company are doing, and so that they may be encouraged. I'd like to focus today's devotional on the second part of verse 18. To that end, keep alert with all perseverance, making supplication for all the saints. This is Paul's last command or instruction in the letter. Keep alert with all perseverance, making supplication for all the saints. This is right after yesterday's verses about putting on the whole armor of God, from the belt of truth to the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Using that imagery, Paul encourages the believers to be strong in the Lord, putting on the armor of God to fight the spiritual battle and to pray at all times. Let's step through each part of verse 18, starting with keep alert. We have to remember that we are in a spiritual battle with an enemy who wants to take us down. A tactic that the enemy will use is making people think that there is no battle and that there is no threat. The enemy can use the comforts of this world to lull people into thinking that life is all good and peaceful. I remember there were a few times in college when I went home to Hawaii from the East Coast for winter break or summer, and all I wanted to do was relax. And unfortunately, I applied that mindset to my spiritual life. That made me susceptible to temptation and just living to gratify my fleshly desires instead of remembering that I was still in a spiritual battle. However, we are to keep up our guards and to keep alert, staying prayerful, and staying focused on living for Jesus. Adding in the next phrase, we are to keep alert with perseverance. It's the same idea, but taking it a bit further. We do not need to keep alert just for short stretches of time, but for the long haul and with perseverance. Paul's life exemplified keeping alert with perseverance. He endured countless physical, emotional, and mental difficulties, yet he always kept his eyes on Jesus through praying constantly, as we see in his letters. I'm also reminded of Jesus' life, and specifically his prayer in the Garden of Gethsemane, where he kept praying through the night, although his disciples fell asleep multiple times. In that moment, Jesus was waging war in prayer as he was surrendering his will to his Father. And similarly, we are to keep alert with perseverance. And lastly, throwing in the last phrase, keep alert with perseverance, making supplication for all the saints. Paul makes it clear that this is not a solo battle. Yes, we each must individually choose to engage in the spiritual battle and not give up, but we are not in this battle alone. We have God fighting with us, and we have one another as well. And Paul's instruction is to make supplication for all the saints, or as the NIV translates it, always keep on praying for all the Lord's people. We are called to pray for one another at Symphony, as well as for other brothers and sisters everywhere. How are we to pray for our brothers and sisters? Paul doesn't explain it right in this passage, but we have plenty of direction and examples from Paul's letters and the Bible as a whole. Just in Ephesians, we can follow Paul's example. Pray for your brothers and sisters that they may know the hope to which God has called them. Pray that they may be strengthened with power through the Spirit in their inner beings. Pray that they would put off the old self and put on the new self. Pray that they will walk in love, and so on. In verse 20, Paul asks for prayer that he would be given words to boldly proclaim the gospel in prison. I think one way to sum it up is that we should pray for others just as we pray for ourselves. So let's examine our hearts. How are we doing in keeping alert with perseverance, making supplication for all the saints? I've noticed that how often I pray for other people is very indicative of how I'm doing spiritually. When I'm sensing God's closeness and seeking Him, I'm much more likely to be praying for others. And when I feel a bit more distant from God, then if I am praying, it's probably focused on just myself. Wherever we are right now, let's ask God to help us to keep alert and to keep praying for our brothers and sisters. Just a couple practical tips for applying this. I think praying with other people can help a lot with praying for our brothers and sisters, just like how we're doing now and at our prayer meetings. We can encourage each other to pray for others, whether it's our church as a whole, or missionaries, or interceding for individuals. Praying in a group setting can amplify our prayer lives for others, and it helps us to just pray longer. And second, related, is that you may want to schedule some time to pray for certain people in your life. I've seen others set a weekly schedule. For example, on Monday, I may remember to pray for my microchurch. On Tuesday, I'll pray for this one close friend. On Wednesday, etc. And perhaps adding that structure may help you in building that prayer muscle. And all this, of course, we need the Holy Spirit to help us pray. Once again, let's pray for His help to keep alert with perseverance, making supplication for all His saints. Let's pray. Lord, we thank You for this encouragement from Paul that was written to the Ephesians many years ago. But Lord, it's still the same for us today, that we're called to keep alert with perseverance, making supplication for all the saints. So Lord, I ask that You would give us a greater heart of prayer for one another. God, give us a greater heart of prayer for just interceding for any of our brothers and sisters that You are calling us to. Lord, I pray that You would grow this in us and help us to really make an impact through our prayers, God, as we ask You for Your help. So we surrender our hearts to You. In Jesus' name we pray.